This weekend, NASA faces questions about whether it told the whole story or even knew the whole story about an incident during the takeoff of the shuttle Columbia. After the shuttle launched on January 21st, the space agency said a piece of foam fell off the external fuel tank. That incident drew intense scrutiny after the shuttle came apart during its return to Earth. But now the space agency is saying more. NPR's Joe Palca has been covering this story and joins us now. Joe, what was NASA saying before about this much videotaped and much discussed incident, and what is the agency saying that's different now?
Well, from the start, NASA has said that the pictures of the shuttle lifting off showed that a piece of foam broke off on liftoff and appeared to strike the left wing of the orbiter. This incident was analyzed carefully by Boeing, which was the contractor that made the external tank. And in a report they wrote on the 21st of January, when the shuttle was in orbit, they said at about 82 seconds into the flight, a large piece of debris was seen emanating from the external tank bipod area, that's the name of the connection point, and later seen impacting the orbiter lower surface tiles. Now, that report came out on the 21st. The next day, they came out with another report that said, we've analyzed this incident, and we don't think it poses a safety problem to the mission. The new information that came out on Friday is that a report written on the 24th, which is 2 days later, January 24th, is that about 82 seconds in the flight, now the word is multiple pieces of debris were seen emanating from the external tank and later seen impacting the orbiter lower surface. The question is, does this have any impact?
You have more debris than had been supposed.
Well, that's what they're saying here. The two issues are, does this mean anything? And the answer to that is, we don't know yet. The problem is that this is a public relations problem for NASA, I think, because now they've got this issue where they said one thing for up to almost 3 weeks, and now they're saying there's three pieces of foam.
It's kind of complicated, but I want to ask one question that immediately leaps to my mind here, Joe, and we'll stress again, we don't know what caused this crash. We don't know if this foam had anything to do with it, or if this extra debris, extra foam had anything to do with it.
Right.
However, the space agency noted this problem when the shuttle took off and concluded that it had not seriously damaged the shuttle in any way and that the shuttle could safely come back to Earth.
Right.
You have to wonder, when NASA officials were making that judgment, did they themselves even know that there was additional debris? Who knew this and when?
Oh, I'm certain that these reports, I have no doubt, were in the hands of NASA. The question is whether they were considered important enough to be brought to the attention of the people who were giving the briefings early on, or whether after the final report, which talks about these three pieces of foam, doesn't give any additional warnings. It just says there's more pieces breaking off than we initially saw. The question is it something that they just didn't tell the people who were briefing the press, or is it something that they didn't know about when they were making decisions? And we don't know the answer to that yet.
So you have another problem where there are questions about whether NASA said everything that it knew to the public. This was a shuttle disaster that up to now NASA had been getting credit for getting out all the information that it had. They were accused of obscuring information in the last shuttle crash.
The explanation may turn out to be that this was something they considered technical and a refinement rather than an important piece of information. I think the issue is that during a complex mission, there are hundreds of analyses that are done before, during, and after, even in a normal mission, and that not every one of these is going to reach the level of a senior manager at NASA who's going to be aware of it. And usually after the shuttle missions, there's only a few press asking questions, and they're not asking, you know, these kinds of questions. Under this intense scrutiny, I'm prepared to believe that there are things that NASA hasn't yet even themselves become aware of.
NPR's Joe Palca, thanks for your work on this, Joe.
You're welcome.